Hey, World Conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of Yahuwah. So tonight, and I believe for a couple of days, because this is really some meat, I believe. So we'll be going over this. So we'll be discussing Yahuwah's point of view about his commandments, okay? John 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Exodus 20, verse 6 says, "Those who love me and keep my commandments." Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 10 says, "Those who love me and keep my commandments." And of course, the list goes on and on and on. Yahuwah is serious about his commandments, okay? Psalm 119, verse 33, all the way down to 48. For time's sake, I will not be reading it in its entirety. "Teach me, O Elohim, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end." The end means the end, right? "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law." So we need to be asking Elohim, our Yahuwah, our Abba, our Father, we need to be asking him to give us understanding so that we can keep his law, right? "Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you." I'm going to skip down to verse 43. "And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. And I walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes." Okay? Remember, go back, read the full scriptures. So, as I told you guys, I'm on this new journey of truth, of biblical truth. And in my mind, I've always thought that's, you know, what I was doing. But as something that I've also prayed for, I've also prayed to Yahuwah asking him, give me spiritual eyes to see, give me spiritual eyes to hear, right? I want to be able to know, you know, what I'm free from, right? I want to be able to know what commandments I should be keeping, what law I should be keeping. And that word law, I don't think a lot of people remember that this was originally in Hebrew text, right? So we have to, when we are studying the word of Elohim, we have to make sure that we are mindful that this is from a Hebraic Easternized mindset, right? Which is functional, not from our Westernized where, you know, words is just words and this means that. No. We have to make sure we do that. And I believe, as you guys know, even if you go back to my old anchor, I study out of a Hebrew and Greek text, right? The New King James Version, one of my favorite Bibles. But now I also have some Hebrew tools that I use to help me. And of course, the Ruach HaKodesh, which many call Holy Spirit, is leading me into all truths, right? So it's not me leading myself, to say the least, right? So I say all of this because it's really important that we remember that we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, right? We have to remember that we need to be following the word, not what mama and them said, not what grandmama and pastor said on Sunday, not what this denomination says, not what even makes sense to us. Because if I'm honest with you, there's so much things that don't make sense to me, but I'm like, you know what? It's in the word. Of course, I am reading the context, the culture, what was going on. All of these things are important for us to remember, because if we don't, we get lost, right? If we don't, we fall off the path of not keeping the very commandments that Yahuwah has told us to keep. So now, the next verse that we're going to read from is Okay, and so the next scripture that we're going to read is Revelations chapter 22, verse 12 to 16. And I behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and adulterers whoever loves and practices a lie. Let us be very mindful, right? We've heard it over and over again, and there are so many more scriptures, right, which tells us if we love Yahuwah, this is what we do, right? We keep his commandments, right? And so the importance for me saying that is because I believe that we have become a people, right, that believe because Yahuwah loves us, we don't have to keep his commandments. And where did you ever see Yahusha say that? Where? He's never said it. Where can you show me in the word? And I know many people try to, you know, twist and turn Paul's teaching. Yes, Paul is saying we need faith, right? Yahusha is telling us about faith, right? And that is what we are to go on. However, he's telling us for us to have faith in what? Faith in who? He's telling us to have faith in Yahusha, right? Which is who was nailed to the tree for us, right? He was the perfect sacrifice so that we can be fully reconciled back to Yahuwah, okay? And when Yahusha was here, when Yahuwah was here in the flesh, right? What did he do? He followed his laws. He followed the commandments, right? And he said, I only do what the Father does. So he's telling us we need to do what he does, right? Because he does what the Father does. So in saying all of that, why do we think it's okay to play with Yahuwah? Why do we think it's okay where we just read in Psalms 119, right? The verse 33, where he says, keep it to the end, right? We read in Revelation chapter 22, the last words in scripture, that those who keep it to the end. And so I believe that what Yahuwah has allowed for me to see is that it's not about being religious, right? It's not about being bound to law. It is about being free, but we are to be free in Yahuwah. Even with Paul, right, speaking, I know a lot of people, like I said earlier, like to refer to that and say, well, Paul said we can do. And Paul said, that's not what Paul is saying. Everyone knows Paul was a teacher of the law. He studied the law. He sat under people who was very into the law. What I have perceived and what I believe to be true is that Paul is trying to stress the fact of our faith, right? He's not taking away the laws, but he understands that laws without relationship is what? Is nothing. So we have to have faith in Yahusha. We have to have faith that he's telling us to do the right thing. We have to have faith. There are, even when I read in the Old Testament, right? As I'm going through Leviticus and Exodus, there are some things that Yahuwah said we are to keep forever. Forever means forever. So why do we think it's okay? And our excuse, right, cannot be and will not be to the Father, well, such and such told me. No, my children, if I tell my children, you go to school, you walk straight home, don't go to the right, don't go to the left. Do you really believe that somehow, some way, if their friends tell them or their teacher tell them without speaking to me, and you can stay here or you can go to after school and they do it, what do you think my children will have to deal with? They have to deal with me. Why? Because that's not what I told you to do. I am your mother. I told you to do. And that's what I believe Yahuwah is saying to us. I am your Father. I told you to do. And we need to be obedient in keeping his commandments. In saying all of that, I believe that we have to remember that language evolves, right? And we have to go back to that Hebraic mindset. Like what I've been learning and what I've been reading and what I've been studying, and I'm talking about where it's pointing me to scripture, right? Is that the Hebraic mindset is like, I love Yahuwah, so I keep his commandments, right? Words mean things. And it's extremely important that we remember that, right? We have to understand that the language evolves, as I stated, right? But we also have to understand our convictions need to be bigger. I see too many people that say they believe in Yahuwah living like the world. And I used to be one of them. I remember there was a point in time at my life, like this was probably like 11 years ago. But I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to talk to Yahuwah right now because I'm sleeping with my man. Like that was not okay with me, right? But even then, in my wretched mind, even in my wickedness, I knew, like, shorty, you're not going to be able to do both of them, right? You're actually not going to be able to do both of them, right, at all. And knowing that, we really have to understand that. We have to be willing to give up. We have to be willing to give up things that we want to hold on to, or that the pastor is telling us okay, you know, is okay, or that we are reading and twisting scripture, and we should not think that that's okay. Okay. And either which way, if you don't hear anything else I said tonight, what I want you to remember is the importance of the context, right? And the original meaning, the original interpretation. So get some more tools, get different tools. We get our hair done, nails done, shoes done, sneakers done, haircuts, all of this. You know, we buy the things that we want. Buy those extra tools. And the tools are going to point you right back to the word, but it's going to give you more insight. So we should not only be using a Strong's Concordance, because it's only giving you the westernized, you know, verbiage of it. Go a little bit deeper and see what those Hebrew texts mean, because every Hebrew word we will see more and more, right? You see it in the word, but then when you go and you study it, it means something else in scriptures differently. And I believe that if we really want to seek the truth and we're really searching and we're really reading, then we won't just fall. Some people are not going to agree with you. This is the first Christmas that I have not celebrated. This is the first Thanksgiving I have not celebrated. This is the first Halloween that I have not celebrated. This coming week is actually the first week that me, well, the first Sabbath that me and my family will be doing together. Do you know how many dirty looks I'm getting? Do you know how much I'm getting? Oh, well, you got to get the kids something for Christmas. You're not my Elohim. I will not listen to you, because I have read and seen it for myself. And so I'm not going to walk around and say I am a believer. For whatever reason, I do believe that I'm only really getting deeper into the word because Yahuwah has opened my eyes, not because I'm someone special, not because I'm better, not because I know more. So I would never be condescending to anyone. You know, I was saved and I believed in faith that my salvation was in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. But after reading and studying, I always knew there's no letter J. This doesn't make any sense, right? But then I said, oh, well, you know, it's in here. But after really studying and really being open to hear the truth and praying, I believe that Yahuwah is like, okay, she will accept my truth. Some of us are not going to accept it, and some of us is. But I really pray that you think on that, and you begin to pray on that, and you begin to do your research so that you can see what is true, and the word of Yahuwah is not a lie.